Mattagami watermelon. Not many melons make it all the way from a small farm down deep in the urban industrial lands to the wilderness side of Lac Mattagami, or for that matter, any wilderness destination. In between, there's several borders and a wide range of country. Watermelon Road. Watermelon Road for in excess of 500,000 miles through city / farm / park / mine / second growth woods and clear cutting on the back seat of Dad's van, carefully positioned there in amongst canoe paddles, life jackets, camera, canned tomatoes to prevent its getting smashed to bits of jaggedy fruit and sticky red juice. Then had to brave the waves of Mattagami, piled high atop the gear in our 17-footer canoe. Good to bring along your own good garden food from home when you want to keep the toxic chemical intake low and the costs minimum when you go on the long hunt, hoe, embark upon the harmony quest. Not for bear, nor woodland caribou, nor moose, not even fishing for pickerel, but seeking strong nature. Now that we've reached, hey, now that we've accessed the backside of the lac with miles and miles of big flat land, big flat water, high wind, wild wave, howl of the weather hazards, between yea separating us from the high impact / James Bay Highway and incongruous Tom Beach across the lake, time for watermelon, Don, and I to relax. At long last, no mo' roads with they related forms of nature exploitation north of here. Time to divide this watermelon. Twin brother Don and I will each eat half. Watermelon always goes so well with summertime. So now that it's Indian summer in these Cree lands, watermelon's really something to whoop about. Woo! Goes well with this time and place. Eating watermelon by the waterside, black man ain't the only one can feel and talk of rivers and lacs at a way. Yea, everybody loves eating watermelon by the waterside. Getting highly universal, getting everybody involved here. Spit seeds in the black spruce water and throw the rinds back over your shoulder. Break behind us on the shoreline rocks like the waves at our feet. Hey, well on their way to biodegrade, like the scattered scales that boreal squirrel. Get him in here too, scattered scales left behind on sphagnum hummock after a spruce cone lunch. Hey, feels like the kind of thing Huckleberry Finn would do. Eating homegrown watermelon on the wilderness shores of Lac Mattagami. We can clearly see that raising your own good garden food and camping in the wilds go together oh so well. Wild man, make that just another one of God's critters. Wild how to so widely removed activities in the geographic sense as gardening in New York State and canoe camping the great James Bay can wind up being so near together at heart. Ah, yes, the farm and the forest are both home to me, living in nature's harmony. North shore of Lac Mattagami, Indian summer 87.